Just yesterday, across the Christian world, many of God's people, many believers, were celebrating what we call Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. But the reality is that every day for the Christian is a resurrection day. Every Sunday, every Lord's Day is a day to celebrate and to rejoice in the glorious resurrection of our Savior. The greatest news that the world ever heard came from a graveyard. Isn't that remarkable? The greatest news that the world ever heard came from a graveyard. We have that news in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, and verse number 6, where the angel said to those who had arrived at the tomb, their hearts were heavy, they were discouraged, they were maybe filled with doubts and fears and uncertainty. They discovered that that great stone that had been sealed in place and guarded by bands of Roman soldiers had been rolled away. And they went in and they discovered an angel. And the angel said unto the woman, "Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified." Just on Friday past, we thought about those words in Luke's Gospel. When they were come to the place which was called Calvary, they crucified him. And here the angel testifies to that reality, that the Son of God, yes, was crucified. He really lived. He really died. He really did shed his blood upon that cross. And he truly was crucified. The angel makes reference to that wonderful fact, that the Son of God was crucified. But that's not the end of the gospel story. The story ends so well. The story has a beautiful ending. It says, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." Dear friends, I serve a risen Savior. I serve an exalted Redeemer. I serve one who has defeated sin upon the cross, defeated death and hell, one who has risen, ascended, alive forevermore, one who is coming again. There's an old hymn that we love to sing in our church. I think it's one of those most theological hymns, full of truth and full of the gospel. It says, "Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, O glorious day." And there is the whole vista of the gospel. The life of Christ, his sinless life, his atoning death, the crowning aspect of his humiliation, his burial, then the resurrection, newness of life, glory and victory, his ascending up into heaven, and then his coming again for his people to rule in glory. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. People are saying all sorts of things in these days that we're living in, but the child of God has the assurance Christ is in them, and he is the hope of glory. I trust today that you know him. Jesus Christ is worth knowing. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We trust today that the Lord will encourage your heart in the fact that you serve a living Savior. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Go and tell his disciples. Four momentous words in those words from the lips of the angel. Come. That's a word of invitation. Come and see. That's a word of experience. See for yourselves. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, see. Then go. That's a word of commission. And then tell. That's a word of confession. Will you come to Christ today? Will you see for yourself? And then will you go to a world that is dying? His perfect salvation to tell. It'd be so easy in these days to get discouraged and downbeat and downcast and into the doldrums and under the weather and to think that everything's bleak and everything's dark. And many people are so focused on the spirit of the age that they lose sight of the God of heaven, the risen Savior, the risen Redeemer. David encouraged himself in the Lord is God. Times are hard, but God is good. Days are dark, but the light of the world still shines. Jesus Christ is reigning. Jesus Christ is returning. And Jesus Christ is still restoring. And we trust that even today, that this will be your day. We will enter into a place of victory and a place of witness and testimony. And let's pray together that our Savior, our risen Redeemer, will be exalted, uplifted, and magnified in these days. Thank you for joining us, friends. Hope you can join us again soon. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, God willing. 3 o'clock every day. Facebook, YouTube. I think maybe sermon audio as well. Share these little devotionals with your friends and loved ones. And let's present a crucified, a risen Savior, a returning Lord to a world that is dying. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.